Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And I don't know if Bob Cox can tell us what the radar is, but it is sunny here at 7:21 on this Friday morning. We're darting across Connecticut. We're at Breakfast at Diana's in Montville, which is a real homage to America, I would say. It's just a patriotic spot, and Diana has built this business exactly the way she wants to, and we're happy to be here. Really interesting hour. We have the mayor right here, and we have the police chief. Coming up next, Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr., Lenny. He said I could call him Lenny, yeah. Even though we just met. How's Junior doing?
Yeah, Junior, my son Junior?
Yeah.
He's doing fine. He works for the town also.
He does?
He's in the Public Works garage as a mechanic.
So are you a life... Were you born and raised here? Like, what's your...
My family is originally from Montville. I was born and raised in Waterford. Came here in 71 and been involved with the town since then, 71.
And you were in the force for a couple of decades, right. This might not even be your second career. This could be your third or fourth. I mean, you retire from the force. Did you move right into this? Do you have another job still too?
No. Okay. This is enough of a job right here.
Okay.
Full time. I retired from the police department in 18. I started there full time in 82, part time in 78. After retiring, they made me retire because they told me I was too old.
Too expensive?
Too old. So I went to Pfizer and worked there for 5 years as the security manager with Mindy Peterson.
Oh, cool.
They needed someone to run for the mayor, and I stepped up.
That's amazing. I mean, I have so many questions for you, and I really appreciate the time. I think you're sort of like the institutional knowledge you have is really valuable. I want to go back to the PD stuff. Like, we were talking a little off mic. It's not like you had a town police department. Can you explain? Because now you have a police chief, but it wasn't always the case.
Right. Montville was a constabulary since the 60s. And the first full-time police officer was Dennis Monahan. It was John Lutie Sr. And the first full-time that went to the academy was Dennis Monahan Sr., and that was in 68, I think it was.
What did they do before?
Well, they had elected constables, and they had part-time constables, and they've had the resident troopers since Will Bellafleur back in, must have been, the 50s.
So it was they had a state police presence.
Yeah, state police presence. And the barracks is right in town, on 395. But the changing element really was the recognition of the tribe in 94, and the demand for services increased.
With the casino.
With the casino,
yeah.
Absolutely. We went from eight full-time officers to where we are now at 30.
So, you know, I wanted to get into that, too. We're talking with Mayor Lenny Bunnell Sr. here on Brian and Company as we're live at breakfast at Diana's. Because I want to know how things are going now and everything in the town. But I'm just curious, seeing the changes with the casino, and obviously they're a very powerful entity. It's a multi-billion dollar business. How is it going? Is it pretty stable from, you know, going, what is it, 96? It goes back to 96?
94.
90, but the casino was 96, correct?
The casino, right, 96, yeah. Right. But the recognition came in 94.
Right, of the tribe. I mean, because it's a little intimidating to have such a big business right in your back door. I mean, just talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've managed to work together. The tribe and the town have managed to work together over the years. And as a case in point, the police patch. The police patch used to be a full dress Indian from the plains, actually. The full dress Indian was from the plains. And the tribe financed and helped us design the new police patch, which is a likeness of Uncas. It has his signature on it. It has the peace pipes. It has the river. It's all designed and centered around
the actual tribe that's here.
The tribe is here, yeah. Mohegan Indians, yes.
Yep. How is the... Well, I can talk to the chief about the crime stuff. I just think it's fascinating because you were here through the open of it. But in terms of the town, it's the town council and the mayor. You run the day-to-day operations. You know, what's working well right now in Montville?
I would say everything's working well, and the tribe has a lot to do with it. You know, we have benefited from their success with the trickle-down effect. If you look at the build-up, the commercial build-up on the north end of 32, and we've done well. Financially, the town is stable. We're in the process now of finalizing the budget, and we're very optimistic about that.
Do you worry about managing the growth? Because, I mean, I know when we ran in 23, you were talking about following through on projects, building up the retail, right, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, does growth – you can still grow a lot more without it being a concern.
We have some plans for further growth. We have a community investment fund grant from the state at $250,000 where we're planning some development to design on 32 corridor and 163. So there's a lot more to be done, but we have a good finance director. Julie Chapman is doing a great job, and she's kind of directing us.
What's challenging for you right now?
Challenging right now is trying to get some development in here. Challenging filling the vacant buildings.
Do you have a fair amount of vacancy rate?
We've got about 8 buildings that need to be filled. We have a plan now on Bridge Street alone. There's a vacant mill there. We're trying to get that out into the market and get that developed into housing. Hopefully, we just developed the old Faria Mills, and that was a 5-year project. There's 74 units in there, so it's going along pretty good.
We're talking with Mayor Lenny Bunnell Sr. here on Brian and Company. You've obviously you don't need to do this, right? I'm sure you have a nice pension, and you've had Pfizer, I'm sure, paid really well. I mean, are you enjoying? You're in your set. I mean, you could be kicking back and mowing lawns and playing golf, right? I mean, how are you enjoying this? And is it something you're glad you ran?
It's. I'm glad I ran. It's been a challenge. I don't beat around the bush on that. The town is my town. I love my town, and we got a lot of good people. We got a lot of good department heads, and my department heads make the job a little easier.
Yeah. What do you love about Montville?
I love the community atmosphere. Everybody, even in spite of the growth, everybody really knows everybody. It's the 32 corridor is where things are happening, and then you got the Camp Oakdale. You know, there's a lot of things going on there. We've done a lot of development there, with the camp and the basketball courts, the pavilion,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Soccer fields. So that's grown a lot, too.
There's so many villages in here. Do people actually, like, will people say, I'm from Oakdale, I'm from Uncasville, as opposed to saying from Montville?
They do. We always hear looking for the Uncasville Police Department or the Uncasville Town Hall. The problem is that the structure of the town, it was set up because of the Oxabaxa Brook. That's where all the textile mills were. That's where the center of town. And the Montville Post Office is there. The outskirts, Oakdale and Uncasville, are just mailing districts. They're to the post office.
Yeah, because you don't want to take the horse all the way into Montville to mail your letter.
Yeah, right. Well, no one knows where Uncasville begins and Oakdale ends.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I'm so fascinated by how these towns develop and the different pocket neighborhoods and so on. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time. Did we get through everything? Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to rant about my department heads. They are the ones that really make this town move forward. They do a great job. Youth Services, Barbara Lockhart and Peter Bushway with the Parks and Rec. The commissions that they work with, they make things work. And we have our issues, but we get through them.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Right, thank you.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.